Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Tournament coverage provided by Red Bones in Montgomery and Jones and Sons Concrete. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Jasper, Indiana, Alvin C. Rookser Field, where tonight it is the Ligoti Regional Championship Class 1A, hosted tonight by Jasper, and it is Bar Reeve and the Tecumseh Braves tonight playing in the regional championship contest. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be joined all night long by my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, Jonathan Patrick Mullen. Hello, Johnny.
Good evening, Mike DeCourcy, and we are back here at Alvin C. Rookser Field as the Vikings look for an opportunity to move on to a Class A semi-state. Both of these games, Coach, were decided by one run this afternoon. A couple of quick outings. The Vikes win 1-0 over Orleans. And in Game 2, which we didn't stick around for, Tecumseh holds on to beat Borden 1-0 as well.
Yeah, certainly. A lot of the weather conditions here today were much like they were on Monday out at the Ligoti sectional. Very hot, kind of humid. And you thought, man, you're primed for some offense, and a grand total of two runs in the opener. Not only that, but Tecumseh threw a no-hitter against a very game Borden ball club to advance to the championship game here tonight.
And there were only eight hits, of course, in the Bar Reeve Orleans affair, and Bar Reeve had five of those eight, three of those coming in the bottom of the fifth. Very timely, as we probably didn't spend enough time. I know I didn't spend enough time talking about the big two-out hit from senior Cameron Graber. Graber with the game-winning RBI. And without that hit, we might still be playing baseball as both pitchers were putting up zeros. And we could have been here for a lot longer had Cameron Graber not come through with a clutch hit.
Yeah, Cam certainly got enough bat on the ball to send one in the left center field. And that gave the Vikings all the offense that they needed today, 1-0. Talking to former Northeast Dubois coach Kirkhoff, and he was talking about an hour and 5 minute game played in a regional a few years ago up at Ligoti. Well, hour and 25 minutes today for the Vikings and Orleans, and I'm not sure it was much longer than that for Tecumseh and Borden after that.
Right. 1-0 Tecumseh. The Braves just barely get by Borden. In fact, it was the Borden Braves that had Tecumseh and Borden, both Braves, is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so the Borden Braves actually loaded the bases there in the seventh inning with just one down, and Tecumseh survives, had a couple of bloopers that the Tecumseh Braves managed to hold on to and send Borden home, but no doubt that those Braves, both outfits were solid. They both had aces. As you mentioned, Tecumseh threw a no-hitter. The Borden hurler is headed to USI, and I think we're also going to see another USI early signee, verbal, and that's Tecumseh's Stevie Molinette on the hill this evening, Coach.
Okay, well, it should be good, but all you can ask for at this point of the season is just the opportunity to play. And just like I told former Viking skipper Nathan Lester today, we are one of 32 teams left, and, you know, that's all you can ask for right now.
Sure, and, you know, again, the possibility is there for the Vikings should they – get past Tecumseh to come back to this very domicile, this home field, this Alvin C. Rookser will host a semi-state next week of some variety.
Well, I am 100% confident, John, that the IHSAA will send the winner of this game to Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Or Ypsilanti, Michigan, perhaps.
Maybe Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. We could go all day, but certainly, hey, wherever the winner of this ends up going, they will be more than happy to be there the next week as Bar Eve and Tecumseh getting ready. Lineups being introduced right now, and the Vikings, Johnny, they are going to go the way that they went this morning up and down the line, and the only difference is going to be that Gabe Gladish, he did come on in relief this morning. He threw 11 pitches, but Gladish will get the ball with the start tonight.
So Gladish, the pitcher, and we mentioned Tecumseh's arm on the mound is Stephen Mullinette. He's a junior, and he's again verbal to USI. So two good righty arms going this evening for Bar Eve and Tecumseh. As they're announcing Bar Eve's starting lineup right now, we'll get to Tecumseh's in just a little bit, but Bar Eve will probably stay the same in the batting order as well, Coach.
Yeah, everything going to be pretty much the same, and that's one thing Coach Rademacher did. You know, we talk about, you know, a couple of different seasons during baseball at Bar Eve. You've got after basketball, then you've got after senior trip, and basically when the kids get back from Washington, D.C. and New York, they're at the beginning of May. You know, Coach Rademacher, since he's been back in his last 3 years, he's really tried to solidify that and make it as routine as possible.
Sure, and you mentioned early season baseball at Bar Eve, sometimes a struggle because most of the kids, if not just virtually all the starters, are coming off typically a long basketball season on the hardwood. And then, of course, the annual senior trip, which is a real pleasure for those seniors who get an opportunity to take that each year. So really, baseball doesn't get started, as you talked about, until really early May for Bar Eve. But the idea is to make sure you're coming together and playing your best baseball come Memorial Day. And I think we would agree the Vikings are doing that.
Yeah, Bar Eve certainly has peaked at the right time. It looked like a couple of times this year. Not going to necessarily call them bad losses, but losses that you look at after the game and you go, well, that maybe shouldn't have happened. But here you are. You're in the regional championship on June 2nd. And the Vikings, 17-9. So obviously it's turned out like a lot of people maybe expected that it would.
You know, they play in that grind of a blue chip conference where year in and year out, you're going to get tested by the likes of Northeast Dubois and, of course, you know, the rivalry game with Lagodi. South Knox has fielded a decent quality team. Reveille's been good over the years. Shoals is certainly capable of being here, actually,
yeah.
You know, with the way things turned out. So, conference season always prepares a regional team for this opportunity. Aaron Beard's going to lead off for Tecumseh. Catcher Dustin DuPont hitting second for Tecumseh. Stevie Mullinette will bat third. He's on the mound. Again, the USI verbal. Cleanup hitter is Woody Brucken. And Jalen Oxley, a freshman, will get the nod at third base. Spencer Boozy will DH. He will hit for Kinzer Flowers in left field. Gage Green is the right fielder, batting seventh. Carson White playing second base, and Gavin Oxley in center field. So the battery is Mullinette on the mound and DuPont catching.
All right, so both teams' lineups just about introduced. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, we will have the opening pitch. Bar Eve and Tecumseh getting ready to play for the regional championship here in Jasper. Back to Jasper after this two-minute timeout.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Redbones in Montgomery invites Viking fans out after the game. Stop by Redbones for a pizza, Strom, or breadsticks while celebrating a Viking win. Redbones on Highway 50 in Montgomery offers different weekly specials every Friday and Saturday nights, including their famous certified Angus beef steak. Don't forget Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday. And a Redbones gift certificate is always the perfect gift. Redbones, Highway 50 in Montgomery. Go Vikings! Summer's here, it's time to Jeep. The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to offer the 1 week to Jeep sales event now through June 11th. This sale ends quick, so don't miss out. Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Jeep Renegades with big rebates and great savings, including additional incentives on select Jeep models. See the sales team for all the details. Washington Chrysler has a big selection of Jeep Wranglers in stock and ready for the open road. It's the 1 week to Jeep sales event now through June 11th, only at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Rookser Field in Jasper, Indiana. Vikings and the Tecumseh Braves getting ready to play in tonight's regional championship contest. These two teams, as we've mentioned a little bit, have played earlier this year. Tecumseh owns a 4-1 victory over the Vikings. And these teams have met in the tournament previously. Tecumseh knocked off Bar Reeve also in the regional championship game back in 2010 at Les Page Field in Ligoti, Johnny Mullen.
And this game could be a regional championship held in Ligoti had the storms not come through and knocked the light pole down in right field. So Jasper, of course, with Rookser Field, gracious enough to allow the Ligoti administration and the tournament to be moved here. The IHSA was good with that. So, obviously, Les Page Field, a great 1A facility. Not sure there's a better facility, period, regardless of class, than the one we're at here. And we are just about underway as the Vikings are going to send up, as you mentioned, their routine batting order. And that will start with the junior shortstop, Gage Wilson.
Yep, Wilson busy out at shortstop today. A lot of balls in play. And here we go.
Nice crowd on hand from both sides, especially the Bar Reef side. Really showed up this evening.
First delivery to Wilson, going to be cut on and missed. High fastball, and we are underway.
Jay Slater behind the plate, a veteran.
Hey, bet. That is, there is no doubt about
IHSA
that.
IHSA umpire. And he was at second base this afternoon for game one.
Next offering, going to miss off the outside corner. So 1-1 on Gage Wilson. Next offering. Going to be lined into left field for a leadoff hit. And Bar Reeve with something going here already in the top of the first, Johnny.
Well, Gage turned on that fastball over the inner half and launched it over the third baseman's head. So nice start by the Vikes. This will be Cam Graber here.
Not only that, that wasn't a flailing duck. That was a solid line shot.
Base knock.
So Cameron Graber, first delivery to him, going to hit the outside corner, called strike one.
Coach Rodemaker has hit and run several times over the season with this second baseman.
Next offering, Cam was showing bunt there, went high, 1-1.
Excuse me, Cam's playing third now that Gabe's on the mound. So he's hitting around with his third baseman several times over the course of the season.
1-1 offering, headed to the plate. Cam going to bunt, and it's going to bad break today for Cam Graber as he had placed a pretty decent bunt down the right field on the first base side of the diamond, and it kind of hit the lip in the running lane and is going to kind of bounce foul. That ball was going to stay fair.
Had it stayed in the grass, it would have been fair. It would have been a great sacrifice bunt. And Gage was racing around, kind of turning the corner at second there.
So 1-2 on Cam Graber. Next one. And curveball going to miss inside, 2-2.
Just in. Tecumseh fans were looking for a backwards K there.
I thought they had one for a second.
It was pretty close. Too close to take, probably. Cam with a new life here, 2-2.
2-2 offering coming in. Going to be cut on and missed. One down.
So Mullinette does have some juice on that fastball. Looked like he threw a knuckleball there at some point. I'm not sure. The one that Cam had to duck out of the way of, I don't know if that was what it was, but it was certainly an off-speed pitch.
So Gabe Gladish is next. First delivery to him. Fastball going to hit the outside corner, called strike one.
Gladish was hitless this morning. Looking to help his own cause here, as he'll be on the bump when we head to the bottom of the first. Big lead over there by Wilson.
Gladish going to pop one out of play on the right field line. So 0-2 on Gabe.
Another off-speed pitch. Maybe a knuckle curve.
0-2 offering coming to Gladish. Going to miss outside.
Okay. Semifinal game-winning pitcher Austin Ainsco stands on deck. Wilson doesn't mess around over there, Coach DeCourcy. He gets a healthy lead.
Yeah, he does. And Mullinette going to step off that time.
It's not just the lead as much as he kind of dances out there with it. Makes it look like he's going at any point. Kid's really grown in the past year. He's really shot up.
He has shot up. Man, he really has. And there goes Wilson. Steal attempt. And that throw's going to get out into center field. And Wilson going to go all the way to third. And a 2-2 count now on Gabe Gladish. And let's see if the junior can come through here.
Good pitch to run on there. 1-2. Got an off-speed pitch. And the catcher, DuPont, just fired it out into center. So now a little contact here, a little bat on the baseball. Probably score a run.
Infield moving in. That one going to miss outside. Full count now on Gladish.
Gladish needs to be looking for a 3-2 fastball here. Kempsey drawing way in there, especially in the middle infield.
Full count offering. And it's going to hit the outside corner, called strike three.
Pitch was right on the black, maybe an inch or two off, but probably not a whole lot Gladish could have done with that. Nice pitch by Mullinette. Infield moves back. Two down here.
And it'll be up to Austin Ainsco.
Wouldn't mind seeing a breaking ball in the dirt here. Give Wilson a chance to score. Ainsco's capable.
First delivery to Ainsco. Going to be high. 1-0. Next offering coming to Ainsco, going to hit the outside corner.
When you're throwing 80, 81 mile an hour and hitting the corner, you're going to have to shoot it to right field. It's going to have a hard time getting around on that fastball.
Next one, inside, 2-1.
Shadows falling over Ruxer Field. The sun behind us now.
Next one going to miss outside. 3-1.
That's a good call. Pitch was off the plate. Sit dead red here, Austin.
So 3-1. Coming to Ainsco. And it's going to be high. Ball four. So first and third.
Quentin Yoder, the DH.
For Quentin Yoder, and catcher going to go out and have a little meeting with the pitcher here. So first and third here in the top of the first for the Vikings. Two outs. Quentin Yoder, number 5 hitter for the Vikings, to the plate.
Yoder, we know, as we know, is capable of driving the ball. Went down looking a couple times today.
First delivery to Quentin, going to miss high.
Here comes Coach Ted Thompson, first-year Coach Thompson, headed out to calm his junior righty down.
So,
probably just a case of, hey, slow down here, big fella.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Coach Rodemaker, some words of wisdom for Yoder. Look for a fastball you can drive. Shoot it to right. Go with the pitch. Wilson 90 feet away on third. Ains go over at first. Hurry with a chance here in the top of the first. No score.
Next delivery going to be in for a strike, 1-1.
Coach, all those bleachers that were full down right field in the shade are not as full now as people have really come together here behind home.
Quentin going to swing and miss at a fastball, so now 1-2.
Molinette, one pitch away from getting out of this jam.
Ains go over at first. Gage Wilson down at third. Two-strike pitch going to be high, 2-2.
Yoder ducked out of the way of that curveball.
Two, two. Going to miss high and outside, so a full count.
Haynes will be off with this pitch. Waiting on deck is second baseman Logan Knapp. So Yoder has a chance here.
Full count and going to be swung on and missed. Strike three, and that's going to do it. Vikings threaten but do not score at the end of a half. Bar Eve nothing. Tecumseh coming up. Back to Rookser Field after this 90-second timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Rookser Field, Jasper, Indiana. Vikes threatened but did not score, Johnny.
Left guys on the corners there. Gage Wilson had started the rally with a single. He stole second, moved to third on an error, but he was stranded, as was Ainsco, who walked. And the pitcher for Tecumseh had three strikeouts in 8 minutes.
Get ready
for pitcher as he throws some gas, and we'll see if Gabe Gladys, who has 109 pitches left after throwing 11 to get the four-out save this afternoon. We'll see what kind of gas Gladys has as he faces Aaron Beard.
First delivery to him, in for a strike. Any clue how many pitches the Tecumseh Ace threw today, Johnny?
I do not know. He threw a no-hitter. So he probably...
That ball going to be flared into right, and that's about maybe, Johnny, the weakest single that you can possibly have, but it is a hit.
Off the bat, I thought it was going to go right to Ross Knepp over there at first base, and he turned to look at the second baseman, and it was behind him. So Beard with a leadoff hit, and that brings up the catcher, Dustin DuPont, a sophomore. DuPont's a lefty swinger here. So if you're a Braves fan, good start for them. They lead off with a single here.
First pitch to DuPont, going to be swung on and missed. Strike one.
Mullinette, the pitcher on deck. Viking lineup looks the same as it did basically this afternoon. Cam Graber, Gage Wilson on the left side.
Bunt attempt, and he's going to pull back. That pitch going to be low.
Thought that was a strike.
1-1.
Logan Knepp and Ross Knepp on the right side.
And 1-1 going to be fouled back and out of play.
So Gladish ahead of DuPont, 1-2 here. Coach, any chance this game's going to be 1-0?
If I'm a betting man, I would say pitcher's duel is an option. One, two on its way. Slow curve. Got him. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So one down for the Braves.
Nice pitch and location there for Gladish. Got DuPont chasing out of the zone. Mullinette steps in.
So pitcher versus pitcher here.
Beard at first. Probably thinking about trying to get to second.
First delivery going to be outside, 1-0.
Gladish was the winning pitcher last, was it Monday against the Cougars? He got that victory.
Yeah. There goes the runner. And throw down is going to be late. It's going to dribble past the shortstop, so a stolen base. And was that pitch called a ball too, Johnny?
Sure was. Just a bit outside. Wagler's throw was low and late, so Beard at second.
Curveball is going to miss that time, and it's 3-0.
Has to come in a little bit high, Coach. Open base over there at first.
Next one going to be in for a strike. 3-1.
Big first baseman Will Brucken there on the on-deck circle. Another lefty stick, I believe.
Big curveball that time going to be high. So that is a walk, and Tecumseh with something brewing here in the bottom of the first.
They do. I don't think that was a terrible sequence there for Gladish after the stolen base. Creates a couple force outs. Barreve outfield will shift more to right as Brucken, a lefty, big lefty, looks like he can pull the baseball.
First delivery to him, going to be in for a strike.
Parsons out there in right field, played a really nice right field. In game one, he made four catches, including one to lead off the seventh, saved a double. So he's playing fairly deep against this big lefty Brucken at the plate. Gladish can't dial that curveball in. It's coming in high, so 1-1 now.
One 1-1 offering, going to be bounce foul on the first baseline, so 1-2.
If Gladys is going to find the plate with his curveball, he didn't need to hang one.
1-2 offering on the way. That got ball going to be lined in the center, base hit. And there will not be a play at home. And Tecumseh with a 1-0 lead here in the early going.
1-2 curveball stayed up too long, and Brucken took it up the middle to center. No play at home, so the Braves strike first, and if it indeed it's going to be 1-0, it's not the right 1-0 we want. So two hits now for Tecumseh.
And runners still at first and second.
And now at the plate is a freshman, Jalen Oxley.
First delivery to him, going to be high.
Gladys needs a double play here to get out of this mess.
And that one's going to be nubbed. Second baseman going to have to pick it up, throw it over to first, but that gets the runners into scoring position. And Vikings have been victim of a little bit of bad luck in the first inning. There was kind of that squirting liner out to right field to open the game, and then that one was just kind of sawed off and had some funky side spin on it, and all Logan Knepp could do was pick it up and throw it to first.
I really worried about the ball spinning so much that it may spin out of the second baseman's way, but there's a strike by Gladys with a curveball. Gabe struggled a little bit working that pitch in. Spencer Boozy, the DH here for Flowers, with two men in scoring position.
Next one, that one's going to be high.
So this young man here threw a no-hitter, a no-no in game one.
Or yes, he did.
Game two, I guess. Tecumseh's first game.
That one going to be fouled back, 1-2.
Spencer Boozy by way of Heritage Hills, where he performed and pitched last year.
Oh, okay.
Today wasn't his first postseason no-hitter, as he threw one in the sectional at the 3A level last year against Evansville Memorial as a sophomore. Right. So this guy's kind of legit. Kind of a nice, fine catch by Tecumseh.
Here comes the 1-2. That one going to be bounced in. Good smother right there by Isaac Wagler.
Yep. Isaac probably saved Gladys a wild pitch, and a Tecumseh second run there. So Gladys looking for a strikeout or a ground ball or a fly out here to get out of this mess.
And the 2-2 offering going to miss outside, 3-2.
His off speed's just really having a hard time finding the zone. Big 3-2 pitch coming up here for Gladys.
That curveball going to get him on the inside corner. Called strike three, so Vikings limit the damage after one complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Tecumseh 1, Barreve nothing. Back to Rooksor Field after this 90-second timeout.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
Build Ops and Board would like to invite you to our fourth annual car show, Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you have a classic Ford that you'd like to enter in our show, stop by Build Ops and Ford and pick up an entry form or register from 8 to noon the day of the show. Cost to enter your vehicle is $15. Three trophies, 50 award plaques, and 100 dash plaques will be given away. It's Build Ops and Ford 4th Annual Car Show, June 9th from 8 to 3 at Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington.
Jones & Sons would like to congratulate Bar Reeve Baseball on their sectional title and wish them good luck at the regionals. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving the area for over 45 years. We pride ourselves with the quality of concrete we bring to a job and with the customer service you'll find in our offices. Check out our wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of our retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
95.9 and 1580.
Back at Jasper. Logan Knepp going to lead off top of inning number two here, Johnny.
6-7-8. Logan Knepp, Caden Graber, and Isaac Wagler with Nick Parsons.
First pitch to Logan going to be cut on and missed.
That was the bottom of the order that got it done against Orleans. They set the tables for Cam Graber for the 1-0 victory.
Next one going to hit the outside corner. Called strike two.
I have a feeling Mr. Mullinette out on the hill likes to work quickly as well.
I've got good news for you, Johnny.
Okay.
I'll read it for you and to you here in just a second. Next one going to be bounce foul. Now
here's the deal. I haven't had a phone since 9:12 this morning. Mine is kaput, so I have no way of communicating with anybody.
From your wife, Sarah.
Oh, boy. She's texting you.
She's texting me, another man on the air as 1-2 offer. 0-2 offering going to be cut on and missed.
Are you sure you want to tell me what she?
And
okay.
One up, one down for the Vikings. That'll bring Caden Graber.
Said you had good news. What is it?
Says it's fixed. Ask John to please put $75 in Jay's mailbox as they are leaving at 7 a.m. tomorrow for the Riley Hospital Miracle Ride. He has 12 missed texts, 3 missed calls, and 1 email. So your phone is fixed. First one to Caden Graber going to be cut on and missed. That's one area the Vikings have they've really chased a lot of high fastballs today, it seems like.
They sure have. And still figuring out where I'm going to come up with $75, but yeah. 0-2 now is Caden Graber in the hole. No, you're right. A lot of those letter-high fastballs have been swung on and missed.
And the 0-2, going to miss outside, but Mullinette really
can you tell he can deal a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, he can bring the heat.
I mean, I've been told he's going to be a position player and hitter for the Screaming Eagles, but he's got a nice arm for a junior.
1-2, cut on and missed. Strike three, so quickly two down here for the Vikings. That'll bring Isaac Wagler to the plate.
5 outs for Tecumseh, 5 Ks for Tecumseh. Isaac Wagler had a double off the wall earlier and scored the game's only run, so we'll see what he can do here against the Tecumseh flamethrower Mullinette.
First pitch to Isaac, going to hit the outside corner.
I'm going to tell you that pitch is unhittable because it's 5 inches off the plate. But
I agree with that. Next one going to be fouled back. 0-2 count now. Nick Parsons on deck.
Beautiful night for baseball here. Ruxer Field.
The 0-2, Isaac going to pop one into center. And center fielder finds it, squeezes it, and that's going to do it. Vikings go in order after 1.5. Still Tecumseh 1, Vikings nothing. Back to Jasper after this 90-second timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Bottom of the second coming up here, Johnny, for the Braves against Gage Gladish.
7-8-9.
Gabe Gladish.
Yep, 7-8-9 for Gabe. He had a huge backwards K on a 3-2 pitch. He threw a nice deuce, caught the inside part of the plate. Spencer Boosie struck out to end the first, but Tecumseh on top 1-0, and this will be the Braves, Gage Green, who's a sophomore outfielder. So Gage Green leading off here for Tecumseh.
First delivery to him going to be high and inside. One strike or one ball count on him.
Got a green up now and a white coming up next.
That one going to be nubbed foul. 1-1.
Carson White on deck.
Next pitch from Gabe going to be fouled, jam shot down by the Braves dugout, so 1-2. There's the hardest working AD in Indiana behind us today, Johnny. Holy cow. Next one going to be nubbed foul. So the Ligoti Regional at Jasper.
Yeah, taking the regional show on the road is Corey Julian, the athletic director at Ligoti.
And Lady Lions had a participant. As that ball going to be bounced right to Cam Graber. Cam going to pick it up, throw it across the diamond, and beat the Tecumseh Brave runner by a step. One up, one down. So
nice job of charging the ball by Cam Graber.
Had some track state finals last night. Congratulations to Bar Eve's own Natalie Graber. Natalie finished 12th in the 3,200-meter run up at IU. Next hitter going to nub one over second baseman. That's Logan Epp going to squeeze it. So two up, two down. And Tecumseh going to roll the order over.
Well, this is Oxley.
Or no, this is number nine in the order, right? Where are we at?
Yeah, Gavin Oxley will be the nine-hole hitter. A couple of Oxleys in the lineup. This is Gavin. So Gladish looking for a clean inning here after a bit of a struggle there in the first.
First delivery to Oxley going to be called strike one. Next one going to be swung on and missed.
So Natalie Graber runs 12th in the state finals. Her senior year. Runs a personal record probably?
No, I'm sure it was. I don't have the exact time in front of me. Next one going to be an excuse me foul ball.
Whatever it was twice as fast as what I would run it.
Oh. Bar Eve's Jordan Kaiser there tonight. And 1-2 are going to be bounced in.
Yeah, that pitch was a 50-footer.
So 1-2 offering on its way. And that one's going to be lined through the third baseman and shortstop for a two-out single.
So much for the opportunity to go 1-2-3. I'm sure that was my jinxing responsibility.
Well, you're throwing a perfect game with that this year.
Yep.
And it started opening night.
You know, but I kept my mouth shut throughout the sectional championship against Ligoti. I really did. I bit my tongue. I caught myself three or four times about to screw everything up. And yeah, regional weekend, I can't keep my mouth shut. Top of the order here with Beard, Aaron Beard. Base hit, stolen base, scored a run back in the first. Big lead over there by Oxley. Looking like he wants to head out.
Next one going to miss off the outside corner, 1-1.
Wouldn't mind seeing Ross Knepp bounce back to first over there, see if we could get a snap down by Isaac. sure if Ross is ready for that or not.
And that ball going to be launched into left field, and it is gone. And Beard absolutely turned on that. And to left field, Johnny, that was a no doubt about it shot.
When the leadoff hitter takes his right index finger and holds it up like he's won, right after he hits it, you know he knows he got it all. And that's what he did.
And all of a sudden, that 1-0
That two-out hit was a big one.
Turns into 3-0.
No doubter, for sure. Out on the playground, out there at Sarah's playground. 325 down the lines here at left, and that ball was probably 360.
It's kind of split where it says 325 and 350 in the alley. That, in the weather forecast, we would call that left center.
Uh-huh.
And there was no doubt about it. 3-0 Braves.
Ball one here to DuPont. So Beard has scored 2 runs. Second one coming on a 2-run homer.
So 1-1 on DuPont.
There will not be a 1-0 game here tonight.
Next one inside, 2-1. Next one, that one's going to be nubbed into short left field, but Gage Wilson going to go back, make a nice play, and that's going to do it. But a long home run by Tecumseh allows them to tack on a couple more. And at the end of two complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 3-0 Tecumseh, back to Barrieve after this, or back to Jasper after this 90-second timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrieve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Jasper, and Nick Parsons trying a sabotage bunt attempt, and he's going to pop it up, and the catcher going to squeeze it, Johnny, one out.
Good idea, bad execution. Great idea. Third baseman was back even, but the ball was popped directly straight up, and the catcher, DuPont, makes the play. Gage Wilson, who has Barrieve's only hit, has his second opportunity here at the plate. He was left on third base back in the top of the first. 3-0 Tecumseh.
First delivery to Gage, going to be high.
So a couple of Barrieve bats are capable of doing what Beard did. They're going to have some runners to catch up to this 3-0 lead. And Molinette's really firing strikes, Coach.
Wilson going to foul the next one off, and that's one thing that Molinette can really do now, especially stake to a three-run lead, is really just settle down and pound that strike zone. 1-1 offering. Wilson.
That was a filthy slider.
And Wilson tried to hold up, couldn't do it. 1-2.
This is a next level kid. Verbal to USI. See what Wilson can do here in his second attempt.
That one's going to be high and inside. Southridge Raiders, Johnny.
Moving on.
12-2. That's a run rule in six innings over North Posey.
It was 4-1 after three when I made my way here.
And next one, slow curve, going to get Wilson. And another strikeout for Mullinette.
Make that six strikeouts for Mullinette. So the Southridge Raiders moving into the 2A semi-state. That probably could be right here. But probably is not the word. It's unlikely, right?
Yeah.
DuBois County, hosting DuBois County. They'll probably send them to Plainfield.
Uh-huh. Need to yell out the window at Tall and Bald over there. Tell him to get with it.
Well, whatever Jeff tells him to do.
He'll probably do the opposite.
Yeah.
So quickly, a one-strike count on.
Maybe they'll move the South basketball semi-state back to Richmond.
One-strike offering to Cameron. Going to bounce in, 1-1. And Cam going to float one. First baseman going to go back almost to the grass and squeeze it, and that's going to do it for Bar Eve at the end of 2.5. Still 3-0 Tecumseh. Back to Jasper after this 90-second timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
stone
you.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right?
Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Bottom of inning number 3, 3, 4, and 5 in the order for the Tecumseh Braves, Johnny.
Yeah, and Gladish's counterpart here at the plate, Stevie Mullinette, the three hitter. He walked.
First delivery going to be low and outside, ball one.
Stranded on third base back in the first inning when Tecumseh scored one. They now lead 3-0.
Curveball going to be in for a strike, 1-1.
Mullinette sporting the number 4. Yachty looking to get back to full-time play for the Cardinals pretty soon, coming off that horrible groin injury.
Mullinette going to swing and miss at an off-speed delivery. And here comes a 1-2 offering. That one's going to be low and outside, 2-2.
Isaac Wagler geared up for Bar Eve, as he typically is, the backstop. Just feel a little bit of a, now the air was let out on that two-run homer.
Next one going to be bounced in, 3-2. Yeah, it.
Big two-out hit from Oxley, and then Beard unloaded on one, and a 1-0 game, suddenly 3-0.
That one going to hit the outside corner, called strike three, and Mullinette was looking for something else, and he was almost headed towards home before that pitch even crossed the outside corner.
Gladish has got three Ks now, two backwards. Brings up Brucken, left-handed batter, first baseman. He had a base hit back in the first, an RBI variety.
First delivery to him, going to miss inside. Next one going to miss outside, 2-0. That fastball going to be in for a strike, 2-1. That one going to be bounced back up the middle. Gage Wilson going to pick it up, fired across the diamond. Two down.
Nice play by Wilson. This infield is magnificent. The ball stays down, and these fielders have done their job the entire day. Now this is Jalen Oxley. He grounded to second earlier.
He's going to foul one back for a one-strike count.
Oxley's been on the travel baseball circuit for many a year. Seen him several times. No surprise he's starting as a freshman here for Tecumseh.
That one going to be bounced in, 1-1. Johnny, where'd the bugs come from in the press box? They weren't here this morning. They're on my back porch, too.
Yeah, well, they were all over
my... I think they're everywhere.
They were all over my car this morning.
I think the humidity has a little bit to do with that. Oxley going to bounce one foul, 1-2.
Burn some wood tomorrow night, get rid of some of that.
That's right.
Fire the grill up. Sunday evening barbecue.
1-2 offering. And Oxley, going to be bounced over. Third baseman going to pick it up. Cameron Graber fires it across to Ross. And that's going to do it. So Vikings do hang a zero here in the bottom of inning number three. And it is still Tecumseh 3, Bar Eve nothing. Back to Rookser Field after this 90-second timeout.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
The General. 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Jasper, Gabe Gladish leading off here for the Vikings, Johnny.
Yeah, and Monette showing his filthy stuff here to Gladish. These guys, both juniors, probably faced each other a time or two in travel. A slider followed by a high fastball, and Gladish is down 0-2.
Next one going to be bounced in, 1-2.
He went down looking on a 3-2 pitch that I thought was just off the plate back in the first.
Next offering, going to be cut on and missed. Another high fastball, one up, one down.
Barreve hasn't figured out a way to not swing at those pitches. Seven strikeouts now for Mullinette, Ainsco walked. Barrie needs base runners, coach. Top four. Oh, that's going to hurt.
And that one going to hit Ainsco.
Absolutely going to hurt.
Right in the back. That was going to sting for a second.
Well, I said they need base runners. I guess I'll say it again. Not that I want to see Yoder get hit too, but.
I love Austin Ainsco.
Yeah.
But that bruise will heal.
Yeah. He now has a BB and an HBP on the scorecard.
As long as it's cleared up by
November?
Yeah, November 26th at the Hatchet House, we'll be all right. So first pitch to Quentin Yoder, cut on and missed. Strike one.
You know the Hatchets are already playing summer games, coach.
Saw that. And Quentin going to pop one into right field. Right fielder going to go back, make the play. So two down. That'll bring Logan Knepp to the plate.
Yoder's fly ball to right was easily tracked down out there. So Logan Knepp struck out his first plate appearance. Be tough for Ainsco to swipe anything here on a.
And Logan going to send one out into right field. That ball is going to get down.
Where's that throw going?
There's going to be a play at third. And on the overthrow, Logan Knepp going to take second base. It's a little two-out rally right here for the Vikings, second and third.
Well, there's your little duck snort into right, and that right fielder should have fired the ball into second base. He instead tries to get Ainsco. No chance there. Nice job of Logan Knepp moving up to second. Caden Graber probably doesn't have a three-run homer pop, but he's got an opportunity to put some runs on the board here.
He's going to foul one off.
He took a massive cut. It's going to ring the bell, the catcher DuPont.
I don't think it was the catcher. I think it was a home plate umpire.
Jay Slater, you're right.
I think Jay Slater wore that one a little bit.
Yeah, the catcher's fine. It's the man behind the other mask.
So catcher goes out to talk to Mullinette. Coach Thompson and Coach Rodemaker come in and check on Jay Slater. How many basketball and baseball games do you reckon Jay Slater has officiated for Joe Rodemaker in the last 43 years?
A heck of a lot. Probably two or three seasons full.
Uh-huh.
Saw the trainer at Tecumseh, Tim Nirenberg, come out to check. Nirenberg was a trainer at Evansville Harrison 25 years ago.
Oh, my. So back to action here. One strike count on Caden.
What do you say, Caden Graber?
That one going to miss. It's going to get past the catcher, but it doesn't get past far enough. It just kind of squirted out to the side, and the catcher did a good job of getting enough of his body on that ball to prevent a run from scoring.
Yeah, I thought Ainsco may have a chance. The ball didn't get very far, and he didn't read it very well either. So a good idea to put the brakes on there.
So 1-1 now.
Catcher Isaac Wagler on deck.
That one going to hit the outside corner, 1-2.
Tough spot here for Caden Graber, 1-2. He's at the mercy of a strikeout pitcher. Put the ball in play here.
One-two offering on its way. And late swing, and that's going to get him. So Tecumseh works around a jam again. And at the end of 3.5 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 3-0 Tecumseh, back to Rooks Field after this 90-second timeout.
Summer's here. It's time to Jeep. The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to offer the 1 week to Jeep sales event now through June 11th. This sale ends quick, so don't miss out. Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Jeep Renegades with big rebates and great savings, including additional incentives on select Jeep models. See the sales team for all the details. Washington Chrysler has a big selection of Jeep Wranglers in stock and ready for the open road. It's the 1 week to Jeep sales event now through June 11th, only at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Helping small plants, animals, and people grow is the essence of farming. Nationwide knows farmers do right by their land, livestock, and crops. It's what you do. Your local agent is here to help, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today for a free quote at 812-254-1987.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Red Bones in Montgomery invites Viking fans out after the game. Stop by Red Bones for a pizza, Strom, or breadsticks while celebrating a Viking win. Red Bones on Highway 50 in Montgomery offers different weekly specials every Friday and Saturday night, including their famous certified Angus beef steak. Don't forget Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday. And a Red Bones gift certificate is always the perfect gift. Red Bones, Highway 50 in Montgomery. Go Vikings!
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Jasper, Johnny Mullen.
Yeah, and Gladish faces Spencer Boozy to begin the bottom of the fourth. Gabe with a 1-2-3 inning there. A clean third. Boozy, the DH, struck out looking in his first plate appearance, and another curveball called to strike on Boozy. We mentioned Boozy threw a no-no in a 1-0 game against Borden to get here tonight.
Next one over but low, 1-1. So the Vikes have had a couple of chances here in the first and then the top of the fourth, but still nothing to show for it. And slow curve going to hit him. And a leadoff runner for the Braves, Johnny.
Yep, and that curveball got away from Gladish. Slow curve hit him on the backside, and this is Green, Gage Green, potentially being asked to move a runner here. Think he may be bunting.
Throw over to first.
Green grounded out to third.
They're going to pick him off, Johnny.
Wow.
And I, you know, we're in a press box.
The idea is to get dirty over there, and he didn't.
We're in a press box 150 feet away, maybe, and I don't think he slid, and I think it was a deal where the throw hit the glove while it hit the runner.
Unreal. Nice job by Gladish. Coach Thompson over third base beside himself. Exactly what you don't do in a regional championship. The bunt was on. It was supposed to be a sacrifice bunt.
Wow, I thought that was a routine play.
Yep. No, you're right. It was a throw was right on the runner.
Next one in for a strike, so.
Swing of momentum there.
Now a two-strike count. If you're Bar Eve, all you can do is try to keep throwing zeros up on the scoreboard. That one going to be. Foul back and out of play.
Yeah, no room to give up anymore, trailing 3-0.
That slow curve going to be bounced. And Wilson going to pick it, skip it, and throw going to be bobbled. That was going to be a tough one anyway. Yeah.
It took a funky hop, but E6 there on the throw.
Well, Wilson had to charge the ball, had to throw off of 1 foot. It did skip over there, and play would have been close anyway, and Ross Knepp kind of bobbled it on the stretch. So another base runner for Tecumseh.
Yep, one picked off here, and Green now at first.
The next one going to be popped into center field. Caden Graber under it, squeezes it. Runner back to first, two down.
White swings at the first pitch. This is Gavin Oxley. Gavin had that big one ball, two strike duck snort out there to left field, and Beard, the next hitter, drilled one over the left field fence. So,
runner going. That one going to be popped, and that's going to get out of play on the third base side, left field side.
Interesting swing as this left-handed hitter poking balls to left field. Gavin Oxley's a junior. Runner was going there.
Yeah, Tecumseh trying to manufacture another run.
That's green at first. Two down here, bottom of the fourth.
Next one going to be
low.
Low, 1-1.
Bar Reef still within striking distance. Isaac Wagler will lead off when the Vikes bat in the top of the fifth.
And they're going to create a hole, and that's going to be bounced over through the left side. And the runner going to go all the way to third, and that's kind of a hit-and-run situation, and that's where the Vikings mustered a lot of offense on Monday, Johnny. And it's going to work for Tecumseh right there.
Huge break for the Braves. Gladish got the ground ball to short, but Wilson was going to cover the bag. And Coach Rodemaker's going to ask for time here.
And I think this is going to be more about
what to do in a first and third situation.
Yeah, I would say that's probably what it's going to be.
Well, again, Beard had the two-run homer as well, so you might be saying, hey, don't throw anything right down the middle. So that E6 allows Green to head to third. And if there was ever a moment where Barreev needed to hold serve, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Now is the time.
This would be the time. Beard, a two-run homer, as well as a base hit. He's 2-for-2. And we'll see if Oxley tries to do anything over at first base.
And that one going to be popped. And Nick Parsons going to be the one that ends up calling it. Under it, squeezes it, and that's going to do it. So Vikings do hold a serve, as Johnny Mullen said, and at the end of four complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Still 3-0 Tecumseh. Back to Rooksor Field after this 90-second timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Jones & Sons would like to congratulate Bar Reeve Baseball on their sectional title and wish them good luck at the regionals. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving the area for over 45 years. We pride ourselves with the quality of concrete we bring to a job and with the customer service you'll find in our offices. Check out our wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of our retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
General. 95.9 and 1580.
Top of inning number five, Johnny. Isaac Wagler leading off.
Yeah, takes strike one. I thought the pitch might be off the plate, but that's strike one. Isaac, the eight hitter, capable of putting a charge into one. Vikings are going to need several.
Next one going to be outside.
They trail by three here.
1-1.
9 outs remaining for Bar Eve. No time like the present.
Next one going to be high, 2-1.
Eight strikeouts for this junior righty, Mullinette.
And the 2-1 going to be low, 3-1.
Nick Parsons waiting on deck. Nick, a graduated senior.
They graduated a week ago today. That one going to miss low, so a leadoff walk. Going to send Isaac Wagler down to first, and this is where Barive has had a couple of threats here tonight, but unable to capitalize thus far.
How do coaches feel about leadoff walks, Mike?
The same way that most people feel about homemade sin, Johnny.
Yeah. Not big fan.
No. Nick Parsons next. First delivery to him going to be high.
Parsons tried to bunt to lead off the third. Popped up. He's not bunting now as the Vikings trail by three.
Parsons going to foul that one off, 1-1.
Nice cut there. Just missed it. Top of the order waiting is Gage Wilson, the junior shortstop, standing in the next circle. Just two hits here for Bar Reed this evening. They had five this afternoon and won 1-0.
That one going to miss outside. And Isaac Wagler going to take off for second. He's going to be in there,
no.
And he slid past the bag, Johnny.
He sure did.
And he's going to be tagged out.
He was safe easily, but he went too far. And his momentum carried him off the bag.
And sometimes that's the danger of the head first slide.
Yeah, that's how he slides, always head first, and he just went too far. Pop-up would have been fine. And that's a big out for Tecumseh here. And a big shift in momentum. 2-1 count here. Now 2-2 on Parsons. Gosh.
So that leadoff walk is erased. And the 2-2 offering to Parsons. That's going to miss high. 3-2.
Wagler did the right thing by moving up on the wild pitch, but his momentum took him off the bag. See what Parsons can do. See if he can get back on base. That's ball four.
So Parsons with a one-out walk.
Yep. Tough break for the Vikes.
That'll bring the leadoff hitter, Gage Wilson, to the plate. Wilson opened the game with a leadoff single.
He did. Also struck out looking, and Mullinette's lost a little bit of his control here. As Thompson, the coach, is going to come out and have a chat.
So a 1-0 count to Gage Wilson. Runner down at first. One out.
Goes down as a caught stealing. Although Wagler had the base taken. Still a 2-6 put out. So, Ted Thompson, first year Braves head coach. Probably trying to slow his righty down. Pitch with a lead, son. You're up 3-0. Gage Wilson would like to dent the scoreboard here.
So 1-0 offering to Wilson, going to be in for a strike, 1-1. That was 1,000% take mode right there, Johnny.
It sure was.
And Wilson going to take a timeout.
Mainly to get the sweat out of his eyes. Wipe away a few buffalo gnats.
comes the 1-1 offering. Curveball. Good pitch right there, 1-2.
Very good pitch. Filthy deuce there. Regional semifinal hero Cam Graber waits on deck.
And that one going to get past the catcher.
He left so late.
And he is going to be safe, and that is a break right there.
Parsons was headed back to the bag and still took off. Throw was high. Parsons head first. Gets under it. A good throw, and he was out.
So 2-2 now on Gage Wilson. Here's that offering. Going to miss outside, 3-2.
Big pitch here for Gage Wilson. 3-2. Parsons out at second base. Base hit would probably score a run here.
And that one going to be floated into left. It's going to hold up. And runner going to advance to third. And that was some good base running by Parsons.
Ball wasn't hit hard enough, and you certainly can't take off, and the left fielder come in and stab it. So first and third here, just one down, and imagine what would be.
So first and third, one out, top of the fifth, still 3-0 Tecumseh. Cameron Graber here trying to get the Vikings on the scoreboard.
Graber 0 for 2.
First one to Cam, going to be in for called strike one.
Pitcher Gladish over there, he wants a chance. He's on deck. Stay out of the double play.
That one, that was an excuse me swing, 0-2.
I have a hard time hitting that breaking ball.
Comes the 0-2. High fastball, got him again. Strike three. And if the Vikings are going to score, it's going to be up to Gabe Gladish right here.
Yep. Probably the biggest at bat of the night for Boy Reeve. Trailing by three with two guys on, and Gladish, the pitcher record for Boy Reeve at the plate.
First one to Gabe, going to be high.
Take a balk, take something here. Reeve needs to find a way to cross home.
Next offering swung on and missed through a fastball.
Wilson's going to try and make something happen here over at first. Nope.
That one's going to be high, 2-1.
Time to put your hitting shoes on here, Gabe.
Two one offering on its way. Another cut and miss at a high fastball, 2-2.
Can't lay off those pitches in the eyes. Both sides making some noise.
So 2-2, two outs.
He's going.
And another high fastball cut on and missed. Strike three swinging, and that's going to do it. We are going to the bottom of inning number five. Still 3-0 Tecumseh on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Back to Jasper after this 90-second timeout.
My name is Aaron Sanders. tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Ligoti.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I probably hear about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff. Great people, their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
Field Ops and Board would like to invite you to our fourth annual car show, Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you have a classic board that you'd like to enter in our show, stop by Field Ops and Board and pick up an entry form or register from 8 to noon the day of the show. Cost to enter your vehicle is $15. Three trophies, 50 award plaques, and 100 dash plaques will be given away. It's Build Ops and Ford 4th Annual Car Show, June 9th from 8 to 3 at Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery.
General 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the bottom of inning number five, and for the third time this game, Johnny, the Vikings had a rally but have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, they've stranded six runners, is it now? And three times they've had a runner 90 feet away. And untimely strikeouts have led to, so far, the offensive demise of the Vikes. Batting here is the two-place hitter, the catcher, DuPont.
So it will be two, three, four. And four in the order.
Gladish back on the hill for Bar Reeve. He couldn't lay off those Mullinette high fastballs.
And that ball going to be lined into left, and that's going to be a hit. And not only that, but he's going to round the corner, take second base standing up as the left fielder, Austin Ainsco, kind of played well over into left center field against the left-handed hitter. And that's a leadoff double.
Stand-up double there for DuPont. Mullinette looks to help himself here. Got big Will Brucken waiting on deck.
And that one going to be popped into right field, and it's going to get out of play. So one strike.
Ball was hit 300-foot foul the other direction. So these Tecumseh hitters starting to time Gladish's offerings. They now have a half dozen hits. And it's DuPont at second base.
That one going to be bounced in. 1-1.
Tecumseh up 3-0 here. Gladish facing Mullinette.
That one going to be in for a strike.
Nice slow curve from Gabe.
And that one going to be lined fair down the right field line. And there is going to be, no, there is not going to be a play at the plate. Good job by Parsons to hold the runner at third, but Mullinette going to take third base or second base in the process.
Yeah, I thought he was being waved around to score. And Parsons has a nice arm out there in right. And this is it's getting a little bit dicey here for the Vikes. Second and third, nobody out. And the cleanup hitter here, Brucken.
And that one going to be popped out of play.
Bar Reeve infield playing on the grass at all spots. And difficult task here for Gladish, trailing 3-0.
Next one going to miss outside, 1-1. That one going to miss way outside, 2-1.
Molinette at second, DuPont at third.
That ball going to be bounced to short, and good play right there by Wilson, looking the runner back to third, tosses it over to Ross Knapp. So runners remain at second and third, Johnny.
Yeah, Wilson did a good job of keeping DuPont there at third base. He was not running on contact. So the infield in protects that three-run deficit. Molinette's going to be run for, number 13 here. Joshua, yeah.
Running at second base for the Vikings. Excuse me, for the Braves. Josh Jagielewski.
So he'll pinch run for, or courtesy run for Molinette. And at the plate is Jalen Oxley. Oxley's grounded out twice. And the Vikings could use a third ground out here as the Viking infield on the grass.
Next one going to miss, 2-0.
Spencer Boozy, the DH, waiting in the wings. A strike called. 2-1. Gladish looking to find his way out of trouble here.
That one going to be lined through the drawn-in infield. That's going to score one.
Oh, what are you doing, Nick?
And Parsons going to airmail the throw, and it's going to bounce around. And in the meantime, the runner is going to head down to second.
You know, that runner at third had no intention of going. And Nick is going to pick up a throwing error there. Oxley with a big RBI base hit. That's going to push the lead to 4-0. It's going to feel insurmountable the way Molinette's been pitching. Coach Rademacher out to speak again to Gladish.
So now 4-0. Tecumseh on top.
And you're right, that drawn-in infield allowed that hit, and you have to draw them in, but ball would have been played by the second baseman at normal depth. Potentially a line drive double play, but nothing the Vikes can do here except try and wiggle out of this mess. Boozy's been struck out backwards. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's been picked off first.
Infield drawn in again. First pitch to Boozy, going to miss.
Eight hits now for Tecumseh.
And that one going to miss inside. Next one misses low, 3-0.
Gage Green will be the next hitter. Be a 3-0 take here.
Slow curve in for a strike.
That pitch was outside. Came in automatic there, 3-0. Didn't mind to walk him, I don't think, with that 3-0 curveball.
Another curve in, 3-2. The third one here, Gabe.
Yeah.
There it is, and it's going to be lined through the third baseman. That's going to be a two-run single, and Tecumseh has blown it open here in the bottom of the fifth. It's now 6-0.
Boozy was sitting on another curveball, and he drilled it past Cam Graber. Nothing Graber could do about it. Six runs feels like 1,000. And 9 hits now for Tecumseh. Glad he's still in the game. White at the plate. That's Carson White.
First delivery to him going to be called a strike.
So that's Green at the plate, White on deck.
That one going to be nubbed over. Third baseman going to pick it up. Out at second is all they're going to be able to get. But that's the second out of inning number 5.
Yep, 2 down here, Carson White. Green safe on the fielder's choice.
First pitch to him, going to miss outside.
Vikes will have 4, 5, 6. Ainscoe, Yoder, and Logan Knipp.
That one going to be bounced sharply at the shortstop. And Wilson going to pick it up, flip it to Logan Knipp, and the Vikings get out of it. But 3 more runs for Tecumseh, and the Braves now in control here in Jasper. Through 5 complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 6-0, Tecumseh leads it. Back to Jasper after this 90-second timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back to Jasper's Alvin C. Ruxer Field. Tecumseh leading this one 6-0. Top of the 6th, Austin Ainscoe. Now in a 3-0 count is Stevie Molinette, the Tecumseh pitcher, who struggled just a little bit in the last inning with his control, has now gone 3-0 to Ainscoe. Ainscoe, the cleanup hitter. Barreve needs several runners to make an impact on this game as the Braves lead 6-0, and that is a leadoff walk. So you got to wonder if the junior righty from Tecumseh is wearing down. Pitching with a 6-run lead, however, plenty of leeway. These Vikes have just 3 hits. This is Quentin Yoder. One thing Ainscoe did there was lay off the high fastball, something that several of these Barrie batters have not been able to do. 9 strikeouts now for Molinette. So Yoder at the plate. Ainscoe a leadoff walk. Top of the 6 here in Jasper. Yoder takes strike 1 right down the middle. These two teams fighting for a berth in the 1A South semi-state, which potentially could be held right here. Jasper and Plainfield, the 2 South locations for next Saturday semi-state. And Yoder's going to get around on one and He's going to add a hit. So the first two runners have reached for Bar Eve here in the top of the sixth. Just the fourth Bar Eve hit as Yoder puts one out in left field. That's going to bring in Logan Knepp. Meanwhile, Yoder's going to be pinch run for. That's Zach Wagler. Senior Zach Wagler will run for Yoder. Yoder with a nice hand as he trots back to the dugout. First and second, nobody down. Barry trailing, 6-0. Logan Knepp, the second baseman. Certainly not a sacrifice opportunity here as Barry trails by six. They need to bunch their hits and hope that Mullinette loses his stuff. In the bullpen, Tecumseh has a righty arm. Can't tell the number out there, but they've got somebody out there in right field warming up in the pen. 1-0 here on Knepp. Ground ball to second. Bobbled for a second. And that's a 4-6-3 double play. Tough break for Bar Eve. Knepp hit it on the nose, but right out at the second baseman. And that goes down 4-6-3. Ainsco moves to third. But a twin killing for Tecumseh. And they still lead 6-0 here in the top of the sixth. Ainsco at third base. Caden Grammer at the plate. He struck out twice. And takes strike one. So Mullinette occasionally looks to be a bit tired, only to retaliate with more strikes. Ainsco at third, two down here, top six. That pitch is just off the plate, so Caden Graber with a 1-1 count. Ainsco walked, went to second when Yoder had a base hit. Ainsco now at third as Logan Knepp grounded into the 4-6-3 double play.
Yeah, I decided I was going to sit down in the little area down there until that rally was snuffed out. Well, that was idiotic superstition, Johnny.
Yep. Two strikes now on Graber. You know, Logan Knepp hit the ball hard.
And hit it right,
right at him. And that was an easy double play turn. Second baseman even bobbled it, and it was still a good 4-6-3. So Graber down to his last strike. Mullinette with a pitch.
And that ball going to be bounced up the middle. Shortstop going to make the play. Throws off 1 foot and got him by a half step. And that's going to do it for the Vikings. Another rally snuffed out here in the top of the sixth. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Tecumseh 6, Vikings 0. Back to Jasper after this 90-second timeout.
Farmers will tell you AgLime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. AgLime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% or more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of AgLime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber
the
Post.
General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the bottom of inning number six here, Johnny.
Yep, and it's Gavin Oxley the nine hole. And all the nine hole's done is gone 2 for 2. So Gladish remains in the game on the mound, trailing 6-0 here.
That ball going to be tapped. Wilson going to pick it up, throw it across. Good pick right there by Ross Knepp to get the speedy Tecumseh Brave one up, one down.
Yep. Nice play by Wilson on the charge. This is Aaron Beard. Beard with the smash hit of the game, a two-run homer with two outs back in the bottom of the second. Gave them runs 2 and 3. He also singled and scored in the first. So the leadoff man has done his job in this game. Gladish with a strike, 0-1.
And he hammers that one, but out in front. Foul down the left field line.
Hammered was an understatement. He certainly was out in front. 0-2 pitch was a curve in the dirt. This kid has some serious pop for a leadoff. Senior shortstop Aaron Beard. Did
and
he get all that one?
He may have just got another one. Gone.
And that was a curveball. And it's in the trees. I didn't think that one was hit further, but I think it may have been hit further than the first one.
I think it certainly was.
This kid is...
he's putting on a show here tonight, no doubt about it.
Two pitches prior, he hit one 330 foul. No bigger than that little guy is. He's got some pop in that bat. 7-0 now. And Gladish has tried the fastball. He's tried the off-speed pitches. And Aaron Beard swinging a hot bat tonight. At the plate now is the catcher, DuPont. Dustin DuPont, a sophomore catcher.
And that one going to be popped. And center fielder Caden Graber going to range over and make the play in right center field. So two down.
Pitcher Stevie Molinette. You know, coaches, I look at this Tecumseh roster. I see Carson White. I see Aaron Beard, two seniors. They have another one in Dalton Wesselman who's not seen action. So when I look at their two arms, being Boozy and Molinette, they're both juniors. They'll both be back next year for Class 1A.
First pitch, Molinette in for a strike, 1-0. And that one going to hit him in the back. Is that one just... kind of leaked inside.
Probably have a courtesy here.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, Molinette did wear that one. Courtesy there is number 13 for Tecumseh. Joshua Jigalewski.
Sure.
Gesundheit.
First delivery to him going to be in for a strike.
William Woody Brucken at the plate. Two down here, bottom of the six. Vikings will have 8-9-1 coming to the plate.
Slow curve going to miss outside.
Tecumseh continues to warm up an arm in the bullpen.
One offering. We fouled out of play. 1-2.
Thank you.
And that one going to be
strike three on the curve.
So that's going to do it. But Tecumseh adds another run, and we're going to the top of inning number seven. Braves in control here in the regional championship. It's 7-0. Tecumseh on top. Back to Ruxer Field after this 90-second timeout.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Redbones in Montgomery invites Viking fans out after the game. Stop by Redbones for a pizza, Strom, or breadsticks while celebrating a Viking win. Redbones on Highway 50 in Montgomery offers different weekly specials every Friday and Saturday night, including their famous certified Angus beef steak. Don't forget Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday. And a Redbones gift certificate is always the perfect gift. Redbones, Highway 50 in Montgomery. Go Vikings! Summer's here. It's time to Jeep. The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to offer the 1 week to Jeep sales event now through June 11th. This sale ends quick, so don't miss out. Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Jeep Renegades with big rebates and great savings, including additional incentives on select Jeep models. See the sales team for all the details. Washington Chrysler has a big selection of Jeep Wranglers in stock and ready for the open road. It's the 1 week to Jeep sales event now through June 11th, only at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Top of inning number seven here, Johnny. Yep. Isaac Wagler leading off for the Vikings.
Isaac's been known to take big hacks, and he's taken two big hacks, and now 0-2 as that one's fouled off. 8-9-1 here, Isaac Wagler, Nick Parsons, and Gage Wilson, the last dash of hope here for these Barrie Vikings in this regional championship.
A two-strike count on Isaac. Going to hit the outside corner, called strike three.
That pitch was as good as any pitch Mullen has thrown. 0-2, fastball right there on the outside corner.
And that'll bring Nick Parsons up. Nick cuts and misses at a high fastball.
11 strikeouts now for the junior righty out there.
Well, as the Vikings are down to their last few strikes here, Johnny, it's an 0-2 count. I'm going to tell you a story about this senior class. This was a class,
yep,
on the boys and girls side, as Parsons is going to take called strike three, Vikings down to their last out. This was a senior class that, coming up through the grades, they were a small class, low in numbers, not a lot of athletes. There was worry. There was recruiting to get people to play multiple sports. There was all of this effort made to get these people out and play. And these guys are going to end their careers here tonight as Gage Wilson, top of the order, comes up. And as Albert says, there's going to be six big pictures on the wall this year, and that's the most ever in a single year at Bar Eve. So what happens in the second grade, third grade, fourth grade, every time, you know, people, you just need to relax sometimes.
And understand that once you get to high school, you can pool four grades together, and you take a couple of senior leaders with a bunch of talent in the classes behind, and you can win sectionals and regionals. And as you mentioned, you know, six big pictures, including a baseball sectional. And Gage Wilson there, was he walked?
Yep, four-pitch okay. walk.
So, you know, great comment on behalf of the senior class of 2018, which I was lucky enough to have a daughter in.
Yep.
You know, that daughter got a cheer for a state title in 2015 as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
When those Vikings won that first state basketball title.
And she got a cheer in the Romeo game this year.
Yeah, in the Seymour Semi-State.
In front of 8,500 people or whatever it had to be. Fire marshals weren't keeping track, I'm sure.
And here's one of those seniors in Cam Graber, and one of your favorites, I'm sure.
I love all three seniors that have seen significant action here for the Vikings, and then even number four over there, Zach Wagler, who's just done what he's asked all year long. And you know, this is a group, it'll be hard to say goodbye to them because they're great leaders. They really are, boys and girls.
Yeah, a lot of success on the girls' side as well.
2-0, going to miss high, 3-0. So Mullinette going to switch baseballs out here and try to change his luck.
You know, he got two consecutive strikeouts, throwing six strikes, and now he's thrown seven straight balls. So go figure. Mullinette looking to finish this game. One out away. The Vikings still alive here. Cam Graber is going to take ball four. That 3-0 pitch was probably close enough to be a strike, but it was called a ball. And Mullinette wants to stay in the game badly. Coach is looking at the bullpen.
And there's going to be an infield meeting.
Yeah, I think he's going to get pulled, but I could be wrong.
And I know what some people may say, hey, it's a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, this coach is not messing around.
But, you know, this is a regional championship game. And you want no signs of life. We had an issue with that locally here in a softball game a couple of weeks ago, and it's, man, you don't roll the dice when it comes to fate. You put that thing to bed and you end it.
And
as the most vaunted Viking supporter out there, this side of Albert Cavanaugh, I completely agree with this decision from Coach Thompson. I really do.
And, you know, Mullinette wanted to keep the ball, but the facts are he threw eight consecutive balls. He had two chances to get that last out. And he's going to stay in the game and head to the outfield. And Tecumseh, we've already seen two very, very, very good juniors. They're going to bring in a sophomore to close this game out.
Yeah.
And that's Chase Howe, number 25.
Well, as we, you know, get ready to maybe wrap this up, you know, I've said it before, Johnny, and I'll say it again. I'll put it out on the airwaves. I think we are at the doorstep. I think this is the preface. Not even act one, but I think we are getting ready to hit the golden era of Bar Eve Sports, and I think it begins next year.
Yeah,
and
well,
I mean in a bunch of different things.
I know what you're talking about. I'm very familiar with those athletes that are coming, but you said golden era. I'd be hard-pressed to say that Bar Eve hasn't already experienced several years of golden era over the past 10 or so.
I don't want to lay a bunch of pressure at people's feet, but I think by the time this next wave is done, they'll be able to do some things that maybe even that last group didn't do. I think hopefully people-wise they're as good as that last group was. That set those guys apart, but certainly they are just as talented, probably deeper, and just some terrific possibilities.
Yeah, you're right. And Hal here facing Gabe Gladish. Gladish pitched all six innings. He's on the wrong side of this 7-0 game, but he's got a chance to maybe put the Vikes on the board. He's a junior, so he'll be back next year, not only on the baseball diamond, coach, but also on the hardwood.
Yep.
2-0 now. Mullinette moved to center field, I believe.
Yeah, Gabe, as you mentioned, two-sport standout. Next, I'm going to hit the outside corner. Done a lot of things for this baseball team. 17 points a game for the basketball team. That returns all five starters.
Yep.
And Gladish is going to foul one back.
Well,
two.
You talked about not to add any more pressure, but the expectations are sky high and have been sky high, especially on the basketball court at Bar Eve for a number of years. And I've heard a lot of folks talk about an undefeated season. Talk about pressure.
Next one going to miss outside. And Wilson going to take third. Or he's going to take second.
Cam Graber's at second. Wilson's
Cam Graber takes second. Wilson takes third. So 3-2 count now on.
Now Gladish with a chance to extend this game here and potentially put a couple runs in. And he's going to get a lot of it.
Gladish going to put a charge into the ball. It's going to be
caught up. Mullinette, of course it is.
Caught up against the left center field wall, and that's going to do it. Anywhere else that we play, that ball is probably gone. But here at Rooksor Field, 375 holds it in. And the Tecumseh Braves win the regional championship tonight, 7-0.
So, you know, they put Molinette out there in center field, and he tracks that one down. It's pretty impressive job by Tecumseh, and Gladys really got a hold of that one. I thought that one might score a few. Coach Rademacher, in a classy move, as usual, shakes the coach's hand. He wants to shake all the umpires' hands.
Well, it's a hard job. Those guys have been out here for 14 innings today. And you know, sometimes you get beat by a team that's a little bit better, and I think there's a really good possibility you're going to be seeing this Tecumseh Braves outfit in 2 weeks in Indianapolis in the Class A state championship game.
Based on their pitching, certainly I think that wouldn't be a surprise. They'll have a one-game semi-state next Saturday, potentially here or at Plainfield. But, yeah, the Tecumseh Braves will be a tough out the next 2 weeks.
Well, we're going to take a quick 30-second timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of the post-game show and wrap up what's been a really fun 2017-2018 sports season at Barrieve. Back to Rooksor Field after this 30-second timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Jasper. Big shout out to everybody here today, Johnny. It's been a rough week weather-wise. You see Ligoti Athletic Director down there, Corey Julian.
Props to Corey.
I know you know it's a tough job.
Props to Corey.
You've been the Ligoti AD before, de facto, and you know, just because you had to be from time to time.
Sure.
And you got to move the regional down here, so he's been down here sweating it out all day. And good job by him, and good job by great host in Jasper High School.
Well, they know how to host things. And I think both teams, all four teams really, can consider themselves blessed to have a chance to play here at Rooksor Field. And no better ballpark in the state. And the Tecumseh Braves being handed the regional champion placard. You talked about the fact that sometimes a team is better than you and just beats you, and that's kind of what happened this evening.
Yeah, Tecumseh just, they're a great Class A outfit, and when you can have the ability to just strike people out like they have a couple of pitchers that do, it makes it very, very hard, and it sets up really well in a two-game format during a day when you can kind of throw one stud in the morning and one stud at night, and certainly makes it tough, but certainly no reason for the Vikings to hang their head. It's been a good week in Barrie Viking Nation. That sectional championship on Monday was certainly, I'm not going to say unexpected, but the way that it was won certainly was. And it's been a happy week around Barr and Reeve Townships. And 7-0 loss. It'll sting for a little bit here tonight, but I'm sure when you look back here in a few days, you're going to be proud of a 17-win season.
Yeah, no doubt. And sometimes, Coach, the unexpected championships, if you will, are some of the sweetest.
They are. They certainly are.
And a lot of that has to do with the amount of pressure that kids feel, that fans put on programs, that coaches put on themselves, that kids put on themselves, and there's a lot of pressure to play at Barrieve and whatever sport you're engaged in. I felt like Barrieve came out and played very loose on Monday, on Memorial Day, and came away with a trophy. And so nothing to hang their heads about as Tecumseh lines themselves up for pictures here at home plate. But a regional finalist for this baseball team that took a while to get going and had to play through some tough weather. And we talked about some of the obstacles that Barrie faced early on. But, yeah, to finish with 17 wins to a team that has a chance potentially to win a state title, not a bad season. And certainly for Coach Rademacher, who won his – second sectional in three seasons back at the helm, it's got to feel pretty good for Coach Rademacher.
Yeah, certainly does. So congratulations to the Tecumseh Braves. Little postgame hardware to pass out tonight. Johnny, Bill Dobson, four tough player of the game. Tell us who you like and tell us why.
All righty. Well, I think it's a fairly obvious one this evening, and that Bill Dobson, four tough player of the game, is going to go to the leadoff hitter, Gage Wilson. The Barrie finishes with just four hits in seven innings, and Gage Wilson was responsible for two of those four hits. He also had a walk, so he goes two for three and stole a base. So Gage Wilson, tonight's Bill Dobson, four tough player of the game.
All right, Gage Wilson, tonight's four tough player of the game. Well, it's been a great season of Barrie sports here on the General 95.9, sometimes on our sister station 107.9. Started all the way back in volleyball season and their run to the semi-state. And then you had boys and girls basketball and the boys basketball team run to the semi-state. And here this spring with girls softball and then the ball and then the baseball team all the way to the regional championship game. So we've got to call a lot of big games. It's been fun, and certainly thank all of our sponsors for putting us on the air and in a position to bring all of the action to you. One more time tonight here from Rooksor Field in Jasper. Tecumseh wins the Class 1A Regional. The Ligoti Regional played at Jasper here tonight. 7-0, the final on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. For Andy Morrison back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And for my friend John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy saying, go Barrie. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Barrie Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Tournament coverage provided by Red Bones in Montgomery and Jones & Sons Concrete. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.